哈利路亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安、喜乐时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈还有弟兄姐妹们同在。
Hallelujah, may the peace, love, and joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone present.
我们今天下午要一起来学习的题目是亚拿尼亚的见解。
And the topic for our study this afternoon is the example of Ananias.
最近我们温哥华教会的读经进度在使徒行传。
And so recently, our Bible reading plan of the Vancouver Church is upon the Book of Acts.
这是记载在使徒教会当中发生的一件事情。
And in fact, this was an incident that was recorded in the church in the Book of Acts.
我们请翻开到使徒行传的第五章。
Let's all turn to the Book of Acts, chapter 5.
使徒行传五章的第一节到第十一节。
Verse 1 to verse 11.
第一节，有一个人名叫亚拿尼亚，同他的妻子撒菲拉卖了田产。
Verse 1, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira his wife sold a possession.
第二节
Verse 2,
把嫁银私自留下几份，他的妻子也知道，其余的几份拿来放在使徒脚前。
Verse 2, and he kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet.
第三节
Verse 3,
彼得说，亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几分呢？
Verse 3, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself?
第四节
Verse 4,
田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，是欺哄神的。
Verse 4, while it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God.
第五节
Verse 5,
亚拿尼亚听见这话，就扑倒，断了气，听见的人都甚惧怕。
Verse 5, then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things.
第六节
6,
有些少年人起来，把他包裹，带出去埋葬了。
Verse 6, and the young man arose and wrapped him up, carried him out and buried him.
第七节
7,
约过了三小时，他的妻子进来，还不知道这事。
Verse 7, now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened.
第八节，彼得对他说，你告诉我，你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗？他说，就是这些。
Verse 8, and Peter answered her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, Yes, for so much.
第九节，彼得说，你们为什么同心试探主的灵呢？埋葬你丈夫之人的脚已到门口，他们也要把你抬出去。
Verse 9, then Peter said to her, How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out.
第十节，妇人立刻扑倒在彼得脚前，断了气。那些少年人进来，见他已经死了，就抬出去，埋在她丈夫旁边。
Verse 10, then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young man came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband.
第十一节， 全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
Verse 11, so great fear came upon all the church and upon all those who heard these things.
在《使徒行传》的第五章，我们刚刚读到了第一节到第十一节，记载了有一个人，他叫做拿拿利亚，跟他的妻子撒菲拉的事情。
So over here in the passage that we have just read from verses 1 to 11 of chapter 5 of the book of Acts, it speaks about this couple, Ananias and Sapphira.
好，这件事情记载下来，在最后面这边说到说，全教会和听见这事的人都甚惧怕。
And the record of these events, the conclusion was so great fear came upon all the church.
好，这个惧怕，你如果看英文，他说 fear 嘛，哈，他在圣经里面。有提到的，用另外一个词就是敬畏神的心。
So over here, this word "great fear" shown over here in this verse, another translation is reverence for the Lord.
所以今天我们既然在《使徒行传》读到了这个事迹，这个事迹特别记载下来，就是要让我们也要有听到这件事情，惧怕或者是产生敬畏神的心。
So the fact that today we are Bible reading to this chapter of the book of Acts, this lesson teaches us that today we must also have this great fear of the Lord, and that is great reverence for the Lord.
好，当时候教会才开始不久。
And at that time, in those days, the church was just established.
好，在第二章的时候，早上我们提到，在五旬节圣灵降临。
And in chapter 2, this morning, we spoke about how the Holy Spirit downpoured upon the church.
圣灵的能力与使徒们同在。
And the power of the Holy Spirit was with the apostles.
与他们一同做见证。
And that they bear witness together with the Holy Spirit.
见证耶稣就是基督。
And to testify that the Lord Jesus is the Savior.
见证耶稣真的从死里复活，而且升到天上。
And to testify that Jesus indeed he died and resurrected and that he ascended to heaven.
因为只有耶稣复活到天上，才会有这圣灵赏赐下来。
Because it is only upon the resurrection of the Lord Jesus and his ascension to the heavens above, then the Holy Spirit can be poured down.
所以当时候那一天听了这话，领了这个道理的人，领受这些使徒话的人，他们相信就受洗了。
So that is why the multitudes who gathered together on that day, when they heard the words of the apostles, they believed and they were baptized.
那一天就增加了3000人。
And on that day, 3,000 souls were added to the fold.
好，到第四章就又加到了5000人。
And then when we come to chapter 4, 5,000 people were added to the fold.
好，那5000人只是算男丁啊，还有妻子，还有小孩，那加起来10,000甚至几万呢。
So the 5,000 number only refers to the men, but if you add their wives and their children, probably is double that number, 10,000 or more.
虽然当时候的官长逼迫使徒。
So even though in those days the Sanhedrin were persecuting the apostles,
恐吓他们说不可奉耶稣的名讲道。
And also threaten them that they cannot give sermons in the name of Jesus.
因为你们是在把罪归到我们的身上，就是这些官长把耶稣要钉在十字架上的。
Because by proclaiming Jesus as a savior, they are actually nailing the sins of the council of Sanhedrin.
好，恐吓他们，结果使徒们他们没有因为恐吓就停止传道。
But however, even though the apostles were being threatened, they did not stop to spread the gospel.
我们看《使徒行传》的第四章。
Let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 4.
四章的第31节。
Verse 31.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Verse 31, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
他们被圣灵充满。
Here it says they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵的同在。
And that they have the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
虽然有官长的恐吓，但是他们并不害怕。
So even though, yes, they may be threatened by the Sanhedrin, but they were not afraid.
因为跟他们同在的比这些官长还要更大，更伟大。
Because the one who abided with them is far greater and more majestic than these Sanhedrin council.
在这边告诉我们, 他们放胆讲论神的道。
That is why over here it says that they spoke the word of the Lord with boldness.
教会当时候也正在兴旺。
And at that time, the church was also expanding and also prospering.
就在这样子的一个背景之下, 跑出了亚拿尼亚跟撒非拉。
But however, under such a background and situation, out came this couple, Ananias and Sapphira.
5章的第一节告诉我们说，他们卖了田产。
So chapter 5 verse 1 says that these couple, they sold some possession.
那他们把嫁银，卖了田产的嫁银， 私底下留下了几份，丈夫跟妻子都知道这个事情。
So after they sold some possessions, they kept back some of the profit, and both the husband and wife, they both are aware of this situation.
然后把其余的几分拿来放在使徒的脚前。
So they kept a portion and gave the certain portion before the feet of the apostles.
那最主要的问题在哪里？
So then what is the issue over here?
其实最主要的问题就是在第八节。
So in fact, the critical issue over here is in verse 8.
彼得问这个太太说, 你告诉我, 你们卖田地的价银就是这些吗?
So Peter asked the wife, tell me whether you sold the land for this amount of money.
他们说就是这些。
And she said, yes, for this much money.
重点不在于这个价银的多或者是少。
In fact, the issue does not lie in the actual price of the land that was sold.
而是因为他们的不诚实。
But rather, it is because of their dishonesty.
他们明明卖了这么多。
Because they, for actual fact, they sold the land for this amount.
但是他们把一部分留下来。
But yet they kept back a portion of the amount.
当然这是他们可以做主的决定。
Of course, this is their right.
但是当他们拿来奉献的时候，
But however, when they came before to the church to offer,
他欺骗使徒，欺骗教会说，这就是卖田地所有的价银。
However, they lied to the apostles, they lied to the church that this is the total amount that we have sold the land for.
所以在第四节的最后面， 彼得就提出来说，你的心怎么起这意念呢？ 你不是欺哄人， 你是欺哄神啊。
That is why in verse 4, Peter said that why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God.
那在这样子的一个情况下，他们就受到，马上受到刑罚，马上就扑倒断气了。
So under that kind of situation, right away we see how punishment came upon this couple. They were struck down and died right away.
好，我们先来。 先来看一下他的背景，为什么他们会把所有的田产卖了？
So first, let us try to understand the background. Why is it that this couple they had to sell all of their possessions, their land?
当时候的教会，你如果看第四章的后面，
because at that time in that church, if you look at the latter part of chapter 4,
第32节，
from verse 32.
那许多信的人都是一心一意的，没有一个人说他的东西有一样是自己的，都是大家公用。33节，使徒大有能力见证主耶稣复活，众人也都蒙大恩。34节，内中也没有一个缺乏的，因为人人将田产房屋都卖了， 把所卖的价银拿来。35节，放在使徒脚前，照个人所需用的分给个人。36节，有一个利未人生在塞浦路斯，名叫约瑟，使徒称他为巴拿巴。巴拿巴翻出来就是劝慰子。37节， 他有田地也卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒脚前。在这边讲到说，当时候很多弟兄姐妹在教信教的人呢，都把田产卖了。So
over here from the verses that we have just read, it talks about how all the brothers and sisters, those who had possessions of lands, they went ahead and sold all of it.
把价银拿来放在使徒的脚前。 然后由教会统一的管理，按照个人的需要分给个人。
And then they brought the proceeds of all the possessions that were sold and brought it to the feet of the apostles. And then the apostles would distribute to all those who are needy.
其中还提到了一个人，他的名字叫做巴拿巴。
So over here, this man by the name of Barnabas was also mentioned.
我们使徒行传已经希望。今天明天就已经读到最后一章了哈，那我们这样读过去，你这个巴拿巴的名字你就很熟了。
I'm very sure that you're very familiar with the name of Barnabas because you can just probably read a couple of chapters of the book of Acts in a couple of days.
可是我们过去这一个月都在读《使徒行传》啊，如果你有在跟着我们的每日读经进度的话。
But yet, if you have been following along with the Bible reading plan for the last month, you are reading the book of Acts.The whole time.
这个巴拿巴真是一个好人。
You will probably know this man Barnabas a good man.
好，人家有很多人都还在怀疑保罗这个是不是真的变好的时候，巴拿巴第一个去接待他。
And when all the rest of the people were still suspicious of the transformation of Paul, Barnabas was the first one who went ahead and taking Paul.
好，巴拿巴到安提阿之后，还特别去找保罗，把保罗找出来，跟他一起在安提阿做工。
And in the same way, when Barnabas went to Antioch, he went and seek out Paul so that Paul can accompany him along the missionary work when they were preaching in Antioch.
第一次的福音旅程啊，去加拉太各教会，就是安巴拿巴跟保罗一起去的。
And the first missionary trip when they went to the land of Galatia, that was the time when Paul was accompanying Barnabas.
本来还有马可，但是马可到一半就离开他们，跑回去耶路撒冷了。
So at first, Mark was coming along, but then halfway along the trip, he ran back to Jerusalem.
所以第二次保罗跟巴拿巴说，好，我们再去的时候。
So that's why the second time, when they were trying to go ahead for the second trip,
这一次巴拿巴说，来，我们再带马可去。保罗说，不行，他之前离开我们。
And then this time, Barnabas says that, hey, let's bring Mark along. But Paul says, no, he left halfway the first time.
所以第二次保罗就跟希拉去了。
So that is why the second trip, Paul went with Silas.
那巴拿巴带马可。
And then Barnabas took along Mark.
这个巴拿巴真是一个好人，圈位置，要给人家机会啊。
So indeed, Barnabas, he is the son of encouragement. He gave second chances to other people.
好，但是在这里讲到说，巴拿巴他也把他的田地卖了，把价银拿来放在使徒的脚前。
So over here, it also says that this man Barnabas, he also sold his land and brought the money and put them at the apostles' feet.
为什么会有这样子的一个动作？大家把田产卖了，然后把钱拿到使徒的脚前。
So therefore, today we may have this question. Why is it that all of them carry out this action? They all went and sell their land, their possession, and gave the money to the church.
首先，如果我们再看《使徒行传》，从头这样子一直看下去到最后面的话，我们发现说这不是一个普遍性的教导，不是说他们到哪里就叫人家把他的田产全部卖了。
So over here, we see that when you read the whole book of Acts from the beginning to the end, you will find that, in fact, this is just a one-time event. It was not something that they do in every of the church that they go to.
今天教会也没有叫每个人说，你信主之后要把你的田产卖了。
So today, in the same way, the church never teach you that after believing in Christ, you go ahead and sell your land.
所以那时候是一个非常的特殊的一个环境下导致的一个行为。
So in fact, this was an extraordinary event under the unique situation that they were caught in.
你若发现说后来发生的事情，你就知道说原来当时候他们这样做是好的。
So you'll find that later on, the events proved that what they had done, this decision they had made, was a good one.
因为你到第八章的时候
，Because when you come to chapter 8,
就是在斯提凡殉道之后。
And that is after the martyrdom of Stephen.
好，斯提凡殉道的那一天开始。
The day when Stephen was being martyred.
他们不只是把斯提凡害死了。
Not only that they killed Stephen.
从那一天开始，大大的逼迫教会。
From that day of his martyrdom, great persecution came upon the church.
不是小逼迫，是大遭逼迫。
It is not a small persecution. It is a great persecution.
在这样子的大逼迫下，他们只好离开他们的 家园就是耶路撒冷。
So under such an intense persecution, they were forced to leave their homeland in Jerusalem.
哦，所有的门徒都分散了。
And all the disciples, they were dispersed.
本来这个逼迫是要叫他们不要再传福音。
In fact, this persecution was to stop them from preaching the gospel.
结果反而因为逼迫，让他们分散之后，把福音带到了犹大全地，带到了撒玛利亚。
But in fact, on the contrary, because of this great persecution, the gospel was spread to the whole land of Samaria and Judea.
造就了神的旨意。
And that in fact, it fulfilled the will of God.
就好像主耶稣讲的，圣灵降临到你们身上，你们必得着能力，在耶路撒冷、犹大全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，来为主做见证。
So this go ahead and fulfill the promise of the Lord Jesus that when the Holy Spirit came down upon you, you will be filled with great power and you will preach in the name of the Lord to the land of Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
你想，如果那时候大遭逼迫，那一天刚好开始大逼迫。
So think about it. On that day when the great persecution come upon those people.
哦，那你要搬家呢？
And then now you have to move your house.
你要开始做什么？
So what would you do?
你是不是要开始卖你的田产？
So won't you want the first thing to sell your land?
你来得及卖吗？
Do you have the time to even sell your land?
你来不及卖。
Of course, you won't have that time.
但是其实你已经卖了。
But in fact, you have already sold your land. Because at that time, they have already sold all their land.
哦，已经换成什么？换成银两，我不知道他们叫什么，他们价银嘛，对不对？
So they have already converted the proceeds.
对，然后这个他们对价银哈，那都已经换成钱了，所以他们现在拿着钱分了就出去了。
Meaning that they have already sold the land and it's all converted to money. They distributed among the people and they just took off.
啊，他们就出去到哪里去？他们至少有一些钱可以使用，他们就可以在那边来传福音。
So no matter where they are being dispersed, now that they have the money with them, they can use it can be used in the place where they were sent to.
哦，不像保罗。
Not like Paul.
他到哪里去还要再支帐篷。
Wherever he goes, he still has to.
没有了，当然
他叫 the tent.
弟兄也姐妹也是都是有帮助的，但是他很多地方他就是自己做帐篷，自己做一些，自己补足一些自己的生活上的需要。
Of course, we know that many of the brothers and sisters they also take care of Paul. But Paul, he's very self-sufficient. He wherever he goes, he mend the net in order to take care of himself.
哦，所以我们知道说，当时候这样子来看的话，当时候他们应该是一个圣灵的感动，让他们有这样子的心来奉献所有。
So therefore, after we look at the story, we can understand that it is the Holy Spirit that touched them and moved them to go ahead and do this selling.
就是再来的逼迫来到的时候，他们没有想到会有这样逼迫，但是神早就知道了。逼迫来到的时候，他们很快的就能够分散到犹大全地、撒玛利亚去传扬神的福音。
Of course, at that time, the members of the church, they had no idea the great persecution is going to come upon them, but God knows what's coming ahead of them and had already prepared them in advance.
好，所以在当时候，很多人他们就把卖了田产，就把所有的价银拿来奉献在教会，大家一起凡物公用。
So that is why at that time, all the members of the church, they sold all their lands, their possession, and brought the proceeds to the apostles that can be shared by everyone.
好，那这个亚拿尼亚其实他也想要，但是他没有办法做到全部。
So in fact, Ananias, he also wanted to contribute, but yet he couldn't do it 100%.
他又不想要，他又想要人家觉得说他是全部奉献。
Yet he still want to give the impression to other people that he had contributed 100%.
好，代表说他这个奉献是怎么样的？是要做给人看的。
So this shows that in fact his offering was to be done in front of many people.
我们看马太福音的23章。
Let's turn to Matthew 23.
马太福音的第23章。
Matthew 23.
23章的第五节。
Verse 5.
咱们说他们一切所做的事都是要叫人看见，所以将佩戴的经文做宽了，衣裳的坠子做长了。
Verse 5, But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments.
哦，这是主耶稣在责备法利赛人说，这些人的信仰在神看来是不好的，因为他们就算有做一些什么好事，只是为了要做给人看。
So over here we see the rebuke of Lord Jesus upon the Pharisees because whatever good deeds that the Pharisees done, they want to show off to all the world.
不是出于心里实在的敬拜。
It was not out of a genuine heart of worship towards God.
所以今天对我们的提醒也是这样子。
So today it is also the same reminder for all of us today.
今天我们能够奉献什么给神，不管是我们的时间，不管是我们的金钱，或者是我们的力气。
So today, it doesn't matter what we offer, whether it is our time, money, or labor.
我们不是要做给人看。
Remember, we are not doing for others to be seen.
更重要是因为心里面受到神的恩的一个感动。
But what is more important is that we are stirred by the grace and the love of God within our heart.
感觉说主耶稣怎么这么的爱我。
Because we felt the immense love of God in our heart.
给我这么多。
That God has showered with me so much blessings.
那从心里面你很想要来为主做什么
？And that within your heart, you are really desiring to do something back for the Lord.
甚至愿意把越多的来奉献给你的恩主。
And that you are willing to even contribute more and offer more to the grace upon you by the Lord.
圣经里面提醒我们，奉献的目的是要出于感谢。
That is why the Bible reminds us that today when we offer, it needs to come from a heart of thanksgiving.
对，要甘心乐意的奉献。
And to have a heart that is willing and cheerful.
不要做难，也不要勉强。
Because this is not to be forced or imposed upon you.
好，那他们在这里，他要假装给人看。
But yet, over here, they want to pretend to show off to others.
啊，偷偷的把一些嫁银留下来，但是假装说我已经奉献所有的。
And secretly, they kept back part of the portion for themselves. But yet, in front of others, they show off that they contribute 100%.
哦，但是在这个事件当中，他们被发现了。
But yet, this was being found out.
可能他们骗人，人没有办法发现。
Even though this secret may be hidden to men, men may not be able to find it.
但是这个教会有圣灵的同在。
But yet the church has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
啊，他们没有办法欺哄圣灵。
There is no way they can lie against the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵借着彼得来责备他们。
That is why through Peter, the Holy Spirit was reprimanding this couple.
圣灵借着彼得把他们隐藏。的罪把它显露出来。
And that through Peter, the Holy Spirit was able to reveal this hidden sin of the couple out to the broad daylight.
然后圣灵刑罚他们，在当天他们就丧失了生命。
Then we see how the Holy Spirit brought judgment upon this couple and punished them.
圣灵建立了使徒教会。
The Holy Spirit established the church.
一样的圣灵今天建立了真耶稣教会。
So the same Holy Spirit today also established True Jesus Church.
所以我们要了解，在教会里面不是只有人，更是有神的灵在这边掌权。
That is why today we must understand this fact that it is not man who is in control of this church.But rather, it is the Holy Spirit who has the authority over this church.
今天我们来服侍，不只是服侍人，更是服侍神。
Today, when we come to the church to serve, we are not just serving the members, but we are serving our God above.
用我们的心，用我们的诚实来服侍他。
And that we use our heart, we use our honesty to serve God.
可能我们在读这一段的时候，会有这样子的一个问题。
Perhaps when we are reading this passage, we may have this question.
为什么神的刑罚来得这么的快，来得这么的重
？Why is it that the judgment and the punishment of God came so fast and so heavy？
哦，他们不是信主的吗
？Aren't these couple the believers of God？
为什么神不再给他们一次机会呢
？Why is it that God does not give them a second chance？
虽然这里没有做解释
Even though no explanation was found in this passage,
但是在这件事情上, 我们要得到警惕。
But however, upon this incident, we shall learn some warning.
了解到说今天对我们的救恩要有一个了解。
That is to say, we must understand the point about our salvation.
亚拿尼亚跟索菲拉都是受洗归入教会的。
Remember, this couple, Ananias and his wife, Sapphira, they were both baptized into the church.
但是在这一条生命的道路,
but yet, upon this journey of life, they did not make it to the end.
在其中,他们欺哄了圣灵,被圣灵刑罚,就丧失了生命。
Because along the way, they lied to the Holy Spirit. They were punished by the Holy Spirit, and they were cast out.
今天我们也是进入到了教会里面。
Today, in the same way, we have also entered into the church.
借了洗礼洗去我们的罪。
Through the water baptism, our sins have been washed away.
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书的第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书六章的第七节。
Verse 7.
加拉太书六章第七节
Galatians 6 verse 7
不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Verse 7, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
第八节
Verse 8,
顺着情欲撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的， 必从圣灵收永生。
Verse 8, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life.
这一句话正是跟我们在教会里面的人说的。
So in fact, these verses are spoken to all of us members sitting over here.
虽然我们在神的爱中，在神的救恩里面。
Yes, even though we are within the love and the protection of God, but yet we cannot deceive ourselves.
顺着情欲撒种, 收的就是败坏。
Those who sow to their flesh will reap corruption of the flesh.
当然亚拿尼亚索菲拉他们撒种当天就收到败坏了。
So that is why we see how Ananias and Sapphira, they sow the seeds of corruption. On that day, their life perished.
但是就算不是那一天，如果今天一个人所种的、撒的种是情欲的种，那到最后面绝对是败坏。
But even though, yes, you may not be struck down right away on the first day, but if you continue to sow seeds of corruption, your final consequence will be destruction.
只有顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。
And only those who sow to the Spirit will reap everlasting life.
我们来看罗马书的第六章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 6.
罗马书的第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
这样怎么说呢? 我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗?
Verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
今天我们受洗的人都是 我们的罪被基督的宝血所洗净。
And that today, all of us who are baptized, our sins are being cleansed by the Holy Spirit.
甚至我们说主耶稣的宝血继续在我们的身上发出功效。我们犯罪的时候向主承认悔改，他必要赦免我们。
And in fact, the blood of Christ holds efficacy over us. As soon as we repent of our sins, God will forgive us.
是的，我们应该要有这样子的信心，主耶稣真的是慈爱的。
That indeed it is true that we must have this faith that our God, He is merciful.
但是你不能够跑出一个这样子的结论。
But however, you cannot come to this conclusion.
我们继续仍在罪中叫恩典显多。 我确认说我犯的罪越多，越显出神的恩典越大， 这样可以吗？
So does it mean that we can continue in sin so that grace may abound? Meaning that the more we sin, the more grace that we can ask from God. Can that be so?
可以这样子吗?
Can we do that?
第二节,
Verse 2.
断乎不可, 我们在罪上死了的人, 岂可仍在罪中活着呢?
Verse 2, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it?
第三节
Verse 3,
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Verse 3, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
第四节
Verse 4,
所以我们借着洗礼归入死和他一同埋葬原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样
Verse 4 Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father even so we should also walk in the newness of life
好在这边告诉我们说我们受洗归入耶稣基督的人是受洗归入他的死
So over here it says that for all of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus, we were baptized into the death of Christ.
我们在洗礼的时候与基督同死同埋葬。
That upon water baptism, we were buried into the death of Lord Jesus.
同死，因为我们在他死的形状上与他联合。第五节。
And because verse 5, we were united in the likeness of his death.
同埋葬，因为我们全身入浸到水里面。
And we were buried with him because we were fully immersed into the living waters.
从此以后，罪，我们的罪，就被主耶稣的宝血洗净了。
And from that moment on, and from that time on, all of our sins are being washed away by God.
要向罪死。
And that we will die to sin.
然后我们要向神活着。
And then we will live to God.
洗礼的时候洗去我们的罪。
When we were baptized, our sins were washed away.
不管以前犯过什么罪。
Doesn't matter what sins you committed in the past.
甚至本来我们生在世上就是有罪的，那个罪就洗去了。
Even the original sin that you were born with, that was also washed away.
但是不代表我们就完全了。
But that does not mean that you have become perfect.
洗礼洗去我们的罪。
Water baptism wash away all of our sins.
但是我们今天还活在这个肉身当中。
But yet today we continue to live in this world, in this flesh that we carry.
这个肉身有肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，还有今生的骄傲。
And remember this flesh that we carry, it carries the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes.
你发现你靠你自己，你没有办法胜过这些情欲。
And you realize that when you try to force your will to come against the temptation, you cannot do it.
你要撒好种，但是这个情欲总是拉着你去撒那些坏种。
And you want to sow good seeds, but yet your flesh wants you to sow seeds of corruption.
这个就是保罗他所体验到的。
And this is the personal experience of Paul himself.
所以在罗马书的第七章。
That is why in the book of Romans chapter 7.
所以你看第七章的十八节。
That is why verse 18 says.
我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善因为立志为善由得我只是行出来由不得我。
That is why Paul says over here, verse 18, For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. For to will to is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not find.
22节，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。
Verse 22, For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man.
23节，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
Verse 23, But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bring me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members.
24节
24,
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？
Verse 24, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?
这是保罗他亲身的体验。
This is the personal experience of Paul himself.
神的律法是好的。
Yes, the law of God is good.
他的心中非常想要按照神的律法去行。
That within him, this inner man, he wants to walk in the law of God.
但是他知道他在肉身当中，这个肉体有另外一个律，常常情欲的律，然后常常把他掳去了。
But yet, Paul was fully aware of this other law in his body, this body of flesh that would.Captured him into captivity.
So 24节说，我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体？他在讲他自己的身体。
So verse 24, that is why Paul, he was caught in this battlefield and he was so wretched. Who can deliver him from this body of death?
25节,
verse 25.
感谢神, 靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。
Verse 5, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
靠着主耶稣基督怎么脱离?
So how do you depend upon Jesus Christ to deliver yourself?
第八章,
chapter 8.
八章的第二节,
verse 2.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我们，使我们脱离罪和死的律。
Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我们。The
law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free.
11节,
Verse 11.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的， 也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。Verse
11, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you.
这一节我们早上就读过了哈。
And we have read this verse this morning.
早上我们读的时候是说， 我们今天既然有这个圣灵向我们做见证，这个圣灵当时叫耶稣从死里复活，我们今天有这个圣灵，我们也相信在末后我们必死的身体一定要活过来。So
therefore this morning we talk about how the Holy Spirit will bear witness, because the Holy Spirit is the one who raised Jesus from the dead, and today he dwells in us. He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to us through his spirit.
那有两个层面，一个层面就是说在末后的时候身体要复活得永生。
So there will be two levels, which means that on the last day our body will be resurrected.
那另外一个层面就是这个圣灵要帮助我们过着一个生命的生活。
And then on another level, this Holy Spirit will help us to live a life of newness.
今天就要帮助我们。
That today he will help us.
今天我们身体的情欲要带领我们走向灭亡的道路。
Because today this law of sin in our flesh wants to bring us down the path of destruction.
但是在受洗，我们归入耶稣的死。
But yet after water baptism, we have entered into the death of Christ.
借着圣灵，我们要活过来。
That through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will be resurrected.
向神活着。
And that we will live to God.
不再顺着情欲撒种，收败坏。
No longer will we follow the law of sin and sow seeds of corruption.
像亚拿尼亚和索菲拉。
Just like this couple, Ananias and Sapphira.
虽然他们信主了,
yes, even though they have believed in the Lord.
甚至在教会里面还服侍,
and that they also serve in the church.
但是他们没有脱离情欲的辖制,
but yet they were not delivered from the captivity of sin.
他们顺从肉体的情欲去活着,
and that they live according to the law of sin.
最终收了败坏,
that is why they sow seeds of destruction.
今天我们要胜过肉体的情欲。
So today we must overcome this law of sin in our flesh.
不是靠着我们自己。
It is not through our own effort.
要靠着圣灵。
We must rely upon the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵能够让耶稣从死里复活。
Because remember, this Holy Spirit can resurrect Jesus from the dead.
一定也能够帮助我们这取死的身体活过来。
Today, the same Holy Spirit can also resurrect us, this mortal body, from death.
23节,
verse
23. 不好意思, 13.
Oh, verse 13.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。 若靠着圣灵自使身体的恶行，必要活着。
Verse 13. But if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
所以今天信仰的道路其实已经在圣经里面跟我们讲得很清楚了。That
is why today the path of salvation is laid down very clearly in the Holy Bible.
受洗归入耶稣基督。
Be baptized and enter into Christ.
我们看一下提多书。
Let's turn to the book of Titus.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
提多书三章五节。
Titus chapter 3, verse 5.
这边告诉我们神要怎么救我们。
So over here, it tells us how God is going to save us.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
So verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
神怎么救我们?
How does God save us?
借着什么救我们?
Through what means does he save us?
两个。
Two ways.
就是重生的喜。
First, the washing of the regeneration.
借着洗礼，我们洗去罪，归入了耶稣基督。
Through water baptism, our sins are washed away, and that we can enter into Christ.
但是我们不能够停留在这里。
But we cannot stop over here.
因为主对向我们的拯救还没有结束啊。
Because our salvation is not completed yet.
还要继续有一个就是圣灵的更新。
The second level happens by the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
那当然，首先你要求圣灵。
So of course, the first.Criteria is that you must pray for the Holy Spirit.
你还没有得到圣灵，你每天第一个最终要跪下去，就是要求圣灵。
If you have not yet received the Holy Spirit, the very first important thing every day you should do is to pray for the Holy Spirit.
你没有圣灵，怎么会有圣灵的更新？
Because if you do not have the Holy Spirit in the first place, how can you be renewed?
你没有圣灵，怎么靠着圣灵活着？
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, how can you rely upon the Spirit to live?
怎么靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行？
How can you rely upon the Holy Spirit to nail the sins of the flesh?
所以你跪下来的时候要告诉主耶稣说，我一定需要你的圣灵。
That is why when you kneel down, you must tell Lord Jesus that I need your Holy Spirit.
你求，他就会给你。
When you ask, you will receive.
因为天父把圣灵赐给求他的人。
Because the Heavenly Father will give his Spirit upon those who ask of him.
那我们要常常在圣灵里面祷告。
And we must always pray in the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要更新我们。
Because the Holy Spirit will continue to renew us.
让我们过着一个新的生命。
So that every day we can live a new life.
我们按照旧人活着，按照新人活着。
No longer do we live according to the old man, but now we live according to the new man.
每一天，每一天，越来越像耶稣。
And that every day we conform to the image of Christ.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Let's sing him.
第四百首。
400.